President Joe Biden, when he's not doing that weird jaw clench Mars attack speech thing that has his entire staff very concerned, he's making appearances with what I hope is just a Mars bar on his suit, which shouldn't be surprising as he doesn't even know what year it is.
I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
And it's amazing, as soon as he made that statement, the Nasdaq starts to collapse. As the longer Biden is in office, the more likely World War III becomes. That's why it's great we have a sponsor for today's video, Conflict of Nations, the free online PvP strategy game. As never before in our lifetime have we legitimately thought a hot conflict could be moments away at any given time. And with Conflict of Nations, you can play out what would happen in a full-blown European crisis, a sudden civil war all across the United States, or even a potential World War III decimating us all. As you can grab the game on either PC or mobile, and join up to 128 real people in real-time games that can take weeks to complete, to see what would happen if Colorado invaded California. Or how would Texas secure the rest of Florida? So try Conflict of Nations today using my link down below and get 13,000 gold and 1 month premium subscription for free only in the next 30 days. Because when he had his sit-down interview with ABC, he rambled himself into the perfect mix of nonsense and self-snitching.
Can you serve effectively for the next 4 years?
George, I'm the guy that put NATO together, the future. No one thought I could expand it. I'm the guy that shut Putin down. No one thought could happen. I'm the guy that put together the South Pacific Initiative with AUKUS. I'm the guy that got 50 nations out, not only in Europe, outside of Europe as well, to help Ukraine. I'm the guy that got Japanese to expand their budget. And for example, when I decided we used to have 40% of the computer chip, and we invented the chip, the little chip, the computer chip.
So subtract the fact that they got him a Trump spray tan, he just said that he expanded Japan's budget, he invented a little computer chip, but then admitted that he was behind the expansion of NATO, which basically is what triggered Putin's invasion, while simultaneously saying he shut down Putin by losing countless lives, spending hundreds of billions of dollars, and losing territory with no end in sight. These are all facts that he'd hope the voters would forget, and yet he's campaigning on them as if they're some sort of win. As Congress is pushing for a bill in 2025, that hidden deep inside says men between 18 and 26 are now automatically registered for the draft, but not only citizens, but non-citizens as well, which makes the whole unlimited military age males marching right through Biden's porous borders make sense now. But the Democrats are also trying to be able to draft women too. It's getting so bad that even the cats are starting to get concerned about conscription. And although it's a joke that they'd eventually draft cats, it was also laughed at how feminists would fight for equality so much they'd actually end up fighting on the front lines. And here we are being one election away from that becoming a reality, all because the media tried to pretend the president was perfectly fine, even while seeing him take naps mid-sentence for years now.
My intention to run again, and we have time to make that decision.
Dr. Biden is for it. Mr. President. Oh.
Dr. Biden thinks that, my wife thinks that,
To which the debates finally exposed his sleepy status to the masses.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
And unfortunately, this isn't enough for him to drop out.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
So this image makes more sense now, as even back in 2021, she's probably been calling the shots. And Biden even admits his handlers have a code for shutting his mouth.
When I was a senator, there were always congestion on the highways. There's no congestion anymore. None. Regarding the highway, there's no congestion. And so the way they get me to stop talking, they'll say, "We just shut down all the roads, Mr. President. You're going to lose all the votes if you don't get in." But anyway.
So either the Secret Service has codes for stopping his speeches, or he just mindlessly made this up during one of his many ramblings, and honestly, I can't tell which scenario is worse. But I guess that's the least of their worries, as the only thing more damaging than his words is what he does with his seemingly uncontrollable body. As after Trump brought up how Biden has spoken about the black community.
And what he's done to the black population is horrible, including the fact that for 10 years he called them super predators. We can't, in the 1990s, we can't forget that.
Biden was then seen getting a bit handsy with a black man. So right after that, he must have been told how weird that was, as he pretty much ignored this woman right after. But don't worry, he recently went on a radio show to explain that he too is a black woman.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman.
And even though it's hard to believe, Biden confusing himself as the first black woman president did indeed occur. So in 4 short years, Biden went from, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, to look at me, I'm the black woman now. And the only thing dumber than claiming he had a magical metamorphosis of melanin mixed with estrogen is hearing him say that and still supporting him, as his rallies sadly can't even fill a middle school gymnasium, that even when it's filled, is barely over 100 people without counting the press. Which is probably for the best, as it means less voters witness this mess.
As the governor said, I've led this nation to the depths of from the depths of pandemic to the strongest economy in the world, and that's literally true.
Saying the weirdest off-the-cuff comments.
I'm gonna come to the overflow room.
But for once, he should listen to Kamala.
Do not come. Do not come.
So the more he speaks, the worse it gets, and the more the media tries to hide his mental decline, the more the masses will realize how horribly they lie. As ABC interviewed Biden but refused to show it live, and even after having hours to edit, he still came across incredibly confused.
We have, anyway.
Did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Out of everything he said, this is probably the most alarming of all. As if you were given an entire week to rest and prepare for a single event, and then a few days later someone asked you how to go, and you don't even remember if you watched it, you can't take care of yourself anymore, let alone the country. Because we're not even talking about what you ate for breakfast 5 days ago, we're talking about did you review the thing that you were brought on to talk about today. And he doesn't even know. Only that he was definitely sick during the debates.
You did a test to see whether or not I had some infection, you know, a virus. I didn't. I just had a really bad cold.
That he seemingly didn't have right after, through the magical cure of having a teleprompter. So much that he was able to walk right into a Waffle House, surrounded by people that don't know about his so-called cold. And nobody believes that having a cold causes side effects like claiming you defeated Medicare, but I guess if he can get away with claiming that he's a black woman, telling the truth is no longer an expectation. As despite all this, Biden still wants to debate Trump again.
I hope he'll debate me. I wouldn't be surprised
if he was. Will you commit to debating?
I'm committing now, absolutely.
To which Trump wants, but this time with no moderators, just the two of them. But the only thing Americans really want is the next debate to be at Top Golf. And it sounds ridiculous, but it's really not, as nothing Biden does next debate is going to change the fact that his brain melted on live television, so might as well use that time to watch Trump destroy him in golf too. Because even though the corporate dinosaur media like CNN still protects Biden by citing his 8 p.m. bedtime, much of the media is now turning on him and his press secretary.
And we would invite the president to come here and tell us directly.
Noted, Kelly.
But he's awake.
That's inappropriate.
Now, the Huffington Post is desperate enough to suggest the president use AI to better spread his message, to which I'm not quite convinced they're not doing already. But other outlets are slamming him for not knowing the names of his longtime friends. How he claims his health is fine, it's just his brain that causes him issues. With the Associated Press stating Biden is sharp and focused, but sometimes confused and forgetful. That's like me telling my parents, don't worry, I'm clean and sober, but sometimes drunk and high out of my mind. And as ridiculous it is for the media to say that, it's not more ridiculous than Biden saying he's a black woman. And I keep referencing that, but it's because I can't believe the man with the nuclear code said that, and nobody stepped in with the 25th Amendment. Because even the Democrats' own internal polling is showing how badly the debates destroyed Biden's chances, where according to them, they're looking at a landslide defeat this election. As even the betting markets are showing Biden with just a 14% chance at winning, where even Kamala Harris has higher chances than the sitting president, which makes us eerily close to a president. And a President Harris is something that nobody wants, Not conservatives, not moderates, not even the Democrat voters or donors want Harris. But they're quickly learning if you grant someone status through the powers of DEI, you're stuck with them for life.
President Kamala Harris is because she is indeed the future of the party.
Yes, the future with someone that didn't know electricity doesn't have a smell.
You usually can smell it and you can hear it, you can hear the guzzling sound.
Right.
The future with a woman that can only speak in gypsy curse.
What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been.
The future of using pop references to pander for votes.
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets.
These extremists, as they say, they not like us.
Yes, Kamala, bring up that specific Kendrick Lamar song, the one that calls Drake a PDF, while simultaneously trying to get everybody to forget a certain diary and laptop claimed your running mate was the same. That's definitely worth the gamble of hoping rap listeners will forget how you threw them in prison over substances that you later laughed about taking yourself. This all sounds bad, but it's no worse than Biden thinking just because Kamala claims she's a black woman that he could too. So the Democrats are getting desperate, spreading 12 seconds of a so-called leaked video of Trump, to which the full clip only makes Americans like him more.
Fantastic.
Amazing. Look at that old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep. I got him out of the race. And that means we have Kamala. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic. It's just so...
I just can't imagine.
But can you imagine that guy with dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man.
Seeing a president tipping stacks of cash while golfing with his son, dropping F-bombs on how terrible Biden and Harris are, if anything, just made Americans like him more. As I imagine more of us relate to hanging out with family, griping about our so-called leaders, than having fake FaceTimes at the BET Awards. But once the establishment realizes all their old antics won't work anymore, be prepared for new levels of Democrat desperation that we've never seen before. And I'm not talking pipe bursts, I'm talking blue beams, nuke scene, and everything in between. And make sure to get the Conflict of Nations game using my link down below to get 13,000 gold and 1 month premium subscription for free for the next 30 days. Then choose your country, craft your strategy, and take over the world.